Hey everyone, Jeremy Parrish here to let you know that our latest patron-exclusive episode of Retronauts is another episode of Retronauts Radio, where I pretend to be a public radio disc jockey and sedately walk you through some of the greatest video game soundtrack retro reissues to have arrived on vinyl over the past few months. This episode, I look at Blaster Master Zero, the ActRaiser Symphonic Suite reissue, Halo Demastered, a technically non-video game soundtrack with Cowboy Bebop, and, finally, Ship to Shore's fantastic Klonoa soundtrack. It's an hour and a half of me talking about music, but mostly me playing music. And it's exclusively to our Retronauts patrons who support the show for $5 a month or more. Along with this episode, you'll also gain access to the past year and a half's worth of bi-weekly patron-exclusive episodes, patron-exclusive weekend columns and mini-podcasts by Diamond Fight, and more. So to check out this overview of some of the latest and greatest retro game soundtrack reissues, and to help support the show, head over to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 a month or more level. I'm not going to do a hard sell here. Instead, I'm just going to let the podcast and the music speak for itself with this brief preview. A lot of the elements that show up in the Windmill Song show up in Mine of Light. It takes the elements and moves them into a more of an atmospheric ambiance. It's a quieter piece, shorter, there's not as much to it, but it's got great atmosphere, and it's so well integrated into the original cave, into the original game, that when you play the music, if you've played the game, this will immediately evoke imagery of walking into a darkened cave that's lit by glowing crystals as enemies flutter away in the foreground when you run past them. It just really perfectly mirrors the game itself. The next notable track is Gaudius's theme, which uses, unlike the music that's come before it, which has been very sort of light, acoustic, very sort of natural feeling, very happy. Gaudius's theme uses a lot of dissonance and industrial percussion and synthesizers, along with the first boss theme, Rongo Longo. Both of these tracks sort of establish a recurring motif of the Klonoa soundtrack, which is that the themes revolving around enemies, especially Gaudius, the final boss, or the main boss, the main villain, they're more artificial in their instrumentation. And Klonoa, music about Klonoa and his, characters he encounters as he journeys, they tend to use live instruments, acoustic instruments, natural instruments. And as you journey further into the game, those instruments are used in more elegant and more melancholy ways. Like Sad Forest takes a lot of the sort of reed type instruments and the percussions, tune percussion and hand percussion, and shifts it even further away from the syrupy melodies of the introduction. It's a very somber piece, even though it uses a lot of the same instrumental sounds as the sort of opening tracks.